Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hi, everybody. Hi, sisters. It's Sherry. Welcome to Perspectives with Sherry. Today, I wanted to hop on and do a vlog about this month. It's December. But more importantly than it being December, it is Declutter December. Now, I don't know about you ladies, but there is so much decluttering that I need to do. Now, this has been a great year. 2024 has been a great year for so many reasons for me. I really have gotten into my podcasting, so I found a hobby. People used to ask me all the time, you know, what are your hobbies? And, you know, I would say writing because I do enjoy writing and I want to also get into my journaling some more. But it wasn't something that I was given the time to. And I just, you know, when people in general would ask me about me, sometimes I would struggle because I'm sure like a lot of you, we wear a lot of hats. We're wives, we're moms, you know, we're sisters, daughters, we are you executives, employees, bosses, business owners, church members, you know, organizers, you name it, we do it. We do it. And so sometimes when it's like a pinpoint thing to ask you about yourselves, like, what do you like to do? Sometimes it's hard, isn't it? Well, I found my passion. I like being here and talking to all of you. I have another channel, Alleged Actually, that I get into my guilty pleasures of reality TV show recaps and pop culture segments with my daughter, Bria. But here, it's just a place for us midlife women, women over 40, what we're going through, what we've overcome. And today we're going to talk about Declutter December. Child, I got to stay on point because, you know, I can ramble, but I'm going to try my best not to. So I want to talk about not only decluttering your spaces, but your mind. So we're going to start off with talking about decluttering your spaces. Now, I could be transparent and take y'all in that closet, and I might do that before the end of this month because I have a big project, ladies. I mean, I am blessed with a nice, big, dreamy closet, but it's like overfilled with things I don't wear. And the point of this vlog is to talk about letting go of things that no longer serve us. And you know what? That can be anything from things or thoughts, sometimes relationships, people, ideals, but we're going to go through it. So first we're going to start about talking about decluttering your spaces. I'm not an expert at this. This is something that I'm going to challenge each one of you to do with me. And there are some tips I have discovered that can help us ladies to get started with Declutter December. One of those is the one in, one out rule. So we know that this month is also about giving. It is Christmas. It is the month of Jesus's birthday. If you, that's your belief, that is mine. But it is also a time, you know, the holiday seasons, it is a big time to give gifts and to receive gifts. And so there is this concept called the one in and one out rule. The way it works, for every new item you acquire this month, you make it a rule to donate or dispose of something that you no longer need. Now, I know, easier than it sounds, right? But honestly, it's a good concept. You know, I have clothes I haven't worn in a year, and that's going to be my rule. If I haven't worn it in a year, I obviously don't need it. So I encourage you ladies to donate. There are so many people that are in need. And I don't mean take your stuff that, you know, it's not usable, shabby, holes in it. But I know if you're like me, you have stuff in there that is nice stuff, but you just don't wear it. So I'm going to encourage you to donate, number one. Then we're going to declutter by category. So if you're like me, I haven't been diagnosed, but I feel a little ADHD when I try to clean or organize. I found myself where I start in one room. Unbeknownst to me, I'm in a whole nother room doing a whole nother task. And I'm like, why am I here? You know, it's like I don't complete one thing before I'm on to the next. And so use this rule of thumb. Let's declutter by category. Instead of tackling your entire home, let's break it down by categories. Start with clothes, because that's what I'm going to start with. I'm going to start with decluttering clothes. Then you can do kitchen items. Child, that's something major for me. You know how you have those Tupperware, it's not even Tupperware, the plastic containers that you put your leftovers in with the lids. Y'all, I got lids for days. No containers. I don't know if the husband just doesn't bring them back from when he takes his lunch for work or what, but I got all the red lids y'all want. Just don't have the containers to put the lids on. So the sister girl has to get rid of some lids. Got to get rid of a lot of things. But yes, kitchen is another thing. So let's focus on decluttering by category. So we got clothes, books, kitchen items. And you can go from there. I mean, you know, do one drawer at a time. Do one shelf at a time. Do, you know, piece it down so that it's not so overwhelming. Because I don't know about y'all, but when I start a task, sometimes if it's a big one, I get overwhelmed and I get stuck. So one of the things you need to do is break it down by category. Take those small steps, because every small step is a step in getting your project completed. So we're going to declutter by category. And then we're going to do the 5-minute declutter. And what that is, y'all, you're going to set your timer for 5 minutes a day and dedicate that time to decluttering a small area. Like I said, it can be a drawer, it can be a shelf, it can be a countertop, it can be a tabletop. Whatever, you know, start something small, 5 minutes a day. It's just a step in the right direction. So declutter, 5-minute declutter. And so we're going to use these tips to start decluttering our homes and our spaces. But now, y'all, let's talk about letting go of some emotional baggage. You know, forgiveness, healing. I used to say all the time, man, you know, I've moved on from that. Or, you know, I'm so glad I'm past all that. And then one conversation or one thought, before I know it, I realize the things that are coming out of my mouth or the visceral reaction I'm getting from talking about some of the things from my past lets me know that maybe that emotional baggage is still with me. How about you, ladies? I'm going to give you an example. So, you know, I had, and by the way, I've been talking to a lot of ladies that'll be coming on Perspectives with Sherry to share with you. This is going to be a safe space for us to talk about, you know, the things that we've overcome going through and that we're trying to navigate. But so I am in my second marriage. I am abundantly blessed with a really good man and with a really solid, healthy marriage. Well, that wasn't always the case. And y'all, I'm not going to be on here bashing because my first husband is the father of my children and he's not a horrible man. We just aren't for each other. But even with that, you know, the fact that I can sit here and say that is growth. But I find myself sometimes reminiscing, and some of the things that come out of my mouth lets me know I haven't dropped off that emotional baggage of some of the things that hurt me in navigating when we were younger, when we were rearing our children. We didn't have the luxury of the fairy tale. We went through some pretty tough stuff, to include the loss of an infant child. It was traumatizing. And I'm going to talk about that in more detail in an upcoming episode. I have them planned for all of 2025. So you guys got to hang with me. We're going to talk about and unpack some deep stuff. But all of that is going to be to help us to continue to grow and move forward. But I say that to say there were times where I didn't feel supported. And, you know, here I am, light years ahead of the 20-something-year-old Sherry or the 30-something-year-old Sherry, where I felt like I had to make a lot of decisions on my own and rear my children, make decisions for them, without the support that I would have liked to have had from their father. I don't think I've fully healed from that. I find myself talking to my now husband and we talk about, he's also, this is his second marriage. He was married before as well. And we share some similarities in things that didn't go right. But one thing I want to tell you that I have tried to continue to do and I encourage you all to do is to reflect on your part in things, right? To heal from the part that you may have added in those situations that hurt you, that still make you angry. But let's take some time in December to take inventory of the things that you thought you might have let go, but you might still be holding on to them. And so here's some actionable steps that you can take. Journaling for closure. I want you to reflect on something that's unresolved or a grudge that you've been holding on to and write a letter to that person. You don't have to send it, honey. Matter of fact, don't send it, but write it. There is something so cathartic about writing your feelings, putting them down in black and white so that you can release them. So I challenge you to journal for closure. And then I want you to try something called forgiveness meditation. It is a short meditation where you envision releasing your emotional baggage. It's something where you take a minute and you simply say out loud, I forgive myself. And that could be for whatever. And I'll start. I forgive myself for not valuing myself and allowing things that I knew I shouldn't. And then I'm going to go a next step and say that I forgive, and this is others, whomever, and I'm going to say I forgive my first husband because I think that he was simply doing the best he could with where he was in life. And that's for a myriad of reasons. We came from totally different backgrounds, totally different upbringings. And when you're young, I don't think that we have the capacity to understand how all of those come together to make us who we are and how we act and how we handle things. And so I simply say I forgive him for that because I do believe that to be true. And by the way, we are not enemies. We get along fine. I'm just reflecting and sharing with you, and I hope that you will take time to do this as well. And then here's another thing that I don't know that I'm going to do, but you can do. And it's called the burning ritual. And that's where you write something down from the past, an old hurt, a regret, a negative belief. That's something else we got to talk about, ladies, is negative self-speak. Stop doing it. Stop holding yourself back. Words matter. So write it down on a piece of paper and find somewhere and safely burn it. This symbolizes releasing those things that are holding you back. So the last thing I want to talk about is reevaluating your goals and priorities. Let's let go of outdated goals, y'all. You know, as we go into this new year, God willing, we make it to 2025, and everybody wants to do New Year's resolutions, right? Well, if you did some in January that you didn't get to, and now it's December, and you're thinking, there are going to be some that you should continue to strive to do. Like for myself, I will tell you, I have got to start exercising, not because I want to lose weight, and I do, but because I want to be healthier, y'all. You know, us in midlife, we are at a place in our life that more than likely, and God only knows the true answer, but a lot of our life, more of our life is behind us that's in front of us, right? That's why I say now is the time. Honey, it is the time to go forth and pursue your passions and your dreams like you never have before. You got the wherewithal, you got the time, and God has equipped you with everything you need to do it. I don't care what it is. I don't care how big or how small. Go for it now. Now is the time, ladies. But sometimes we set goals because it sounds good, right? Because we think that's what we're supposed to do. Well, there are some things that goal-wise may not serve us any longer. You can sometimes be held back by this word, perfectionism. Sometimes that's what keeps you from completing tasks. Just give yourself permission to leave those perfect goals behind you because they've caused you stress and it doesn't bring you joy, right? So if you have goals that are just stressing you out and bring you no joy because they are insurmountable in respect, I say, you know, go for anything big or small. I mean that. But, you know, there are some things like, you know, you can't be everything to everyone. The word no is an important word. Boundaries are okay, honey. You need to start implementing boundaries. It is something I'm not great at, but I am so proud of myself that I'm starting to do that more. That's with your time, with who you allow in your circle. It's okay, y'all. It's okay to say no. It's okay to take time for yourself and to take a break. Do it more. These are things that are going to enrich your life. Look, 2024 is almost behind us. December is the last month we have in this year. Take some inventory and let some stuff go, ladies. Look, I know that a lot of us, we are a lot of things to a lot of people. And that's good because I navigate that space as well. But we can take our capes off. And we can take care of ourselves. And that starts with letting go of things that no longer serve you. So we're going to clean up our physical spaces one thing at a time. Those tools I gave you, implement them. You know, declutter by category, the 5-minute declutter. We're going to do the one in and one out. As you get something, you get rid of something that you no longer need. Remember, y'all, donate. Bless somebody else with the things that are no longer needed for you, but can bless someone else. Then we're going to take care of our emotional self. We're going to let go of emotional baggage and things that we thought we might have healed from, but maybe not so much. We're going to journal those things. We're going to do the forgiveness meditation where we tell ourselves what we forgive ourselves for. And then we're going to follow that up with what you forgive the other person for. Speak it out loud. Words are powerful. And then the burning ritual. the thing that is unresolved, that is hurt, that's regret, that's negative belief, write it down and safely burn it, ladies. Find a little, I don't know, little place outside, or, you know, maybe write it on a small piece of paper and, you know, put it in a little, I don't know. Sometimes we have the little, I don't even know if ashtrays are even a thing, but a safe place that you can burn it. Just symbolizing that it no longer exists. You're letting it go. You're releasing it. And the last thing we're going to do is we're going to let go of goals that no longer serve us. And like I said, a lot of time that's rooted in perfectionism. You can't be everything to everybody. You know, you can't. You can be involved, you know, involved in your church, your children's school, organizations, civic organizations, with your family, your children. And that's another thing. Overdoing even in their lives. You know, a lot of us have adult children. And that's a different way to parent now. Hard to take your hands off of every situation they have, but you can't fix it. You can't fix everything. Matter of fact, you even should not. We're going to have another episode that's going to talk about how to help without enabling, what it means to be a parent of an adult child, and how to do that effectively. Y'all, it's so many things that we're going to unpack together, but I thank you for listening. This is just the first of many of these vlogs that I'm going to do, but we also, like I said, are going to have interviews and other ladies that are going to be on Perspectives with Sherry that are going to share with you some things that have helped them, some things they've overcome. I'm going to have some experts just talk to us about some issues that really affect us in this stage in our life. So I hope you'll keep coming back. And I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. Please go ahead, y'all, like, subscribe, and share. And please, please comment and let me know, what are you going to do to declutter this month of December? Are you going to use those tips? Do you have some that you want to share with our other sisters? Put them in the comments. Let me know what you think. And thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. I'm going to have more, so keep coming back. We're going to grow together. Can't wait to go into a new year. I'm so excited about this channel, and I'm so excited about all of you. So thank you, guys. Y'all have a blessed day.